Now, where there is an unconditional contract for sale of specific goods in a deliverable state, the property in goods passes to buyer when the contract is made. Okay? It is immaterial whether the time of payment of price was given or not, or time of delivery was given or not, or both, is, or even if it is postponed. The transfer of ownership becomes in an unconditional once it is in deliverable state and it passes from me to the buyer on making of the contract. Where there is a contract for sale of specific goods and the seller is bound to do something to the goods for putting them into deliverable state, the property does not pass until such thing is done and the buyer has been given notice that look here, this is what I have done and now you can take it. For example, packaging in certain manner. The seller is supposed to pack it in certain manner and bring it to the notice of the purchaser. Okay, until that is done, the transfer will not be effectuated. We are talking about transfer of title right now. Now, when there is a contract for the sale of specific good and when seller has to do anything, okay, in order to ascertain price or bound to weigh or measure or tax, you know, we say that you will first take inspection and only then accept. These are some conditions laid. So, the property does not pass until such thing is done and the buyer has the notice of the same. Now, this was in these factors of transfer of ownership was in regards to goods which were specified. Let us see now for ascertain goods. Now, when there is a contract for sale of ascertain good or future good by description and they are in a deliverable state. Like for example, I told about CT scan. I saw the brochure. I saw the CT scan machine, what all conditions are mentioned, what are the features given, this is how it will look, this is the model number. And after, you know, being happy with the model and the features given, I have agreed to buy that. Okay, I am not specifically buying this, I am buying a model which is somewhere else and is to be manufactured. Okay, then they are unconditionally appropriated to the contract either by seller with the assent of the buyer or by the buyer with the assent of the seller. Okay, now the property in the goods thereupon passes to the buyer and such assent may be expressed, implied and may be given either before or after the appropriation of is made. Now, what is reservation of right to disposal? Where there is a contract for sale of specific goods or where the goods are subsequently appropriated to the contract, the seller may reserve the right of disposal of goods until certain conditions are fulfilled. In such case, notwithstanding the delivery of the goods to the buyer, the property in the goods does not pass to the buyer until the conditions imposed by the sellers are fulfilled. So these are reservation to the right. The seller's conditions are fulfilled once, then only it can be appropriated. Okay? Where goods are delivered to a railway administration for carriage by railway, the goods are deliverable to the order of the seller, but the seller is prima facie deemed to reserve the right to disposal. Where the seller draws on the buyer for the price and transmits to the buyer the bill of exchange together with the bill of lading, the buyer is bound to return the bill of lading if he does not honor the bill of exchange. If he wrongfully retains the bill of lading, the property in the goods does not pass to him. Now, unless it is agreed otherwise by the parties, the goods remain at the seller's risk until the property is transferred to the buyer. But when the property is transferred to the buyer, the goods are at buyer's risk whether the delivery has been made or not. Like for example, it's manufactured and it's staying at the customs godown. And it was on the seller, on the buyer to immediately take the delivery from customs godown. Any mistake that happens in the customs godown and the buyer has the notice of it, then it will be the buyer's liability. Now, sale by the person who is not the owner. Please remember that the general rule under the Sales of Goods Act is that a good is sold. The general rule is that where goods are sold by a non-owner, is that the eventual purchaser will not get a good title. Basic principle is, I am the owner, only I have the right to sell it. If I have employed someone as my attorney under a power of attorney or as my agent, it is only under authorization that I can sell it if I am not a owner. Okay, if I am selling a good of which I am not an owner, and in absence of authorization, the purchaser does not get any title. Why? The reason being that I do not hold the title and I cannot give what I do not have. Hence, if I do not have the title, I can't give you any title. That is the buyer. Okay. So, it means that if B wrongly sells goods belonging to A to a buyer called C, the items remain the property of A, because who has the title of the property? A. Now, the fact that C has entirely innocently purchased item that he believed were owned by B is irrelevant. In such cases, what will happen? C will have to sue B. He can't say A that, look, this is my property, you can't claim. The property will go to A, and how does C recover the money? By suing B. Now, what are the exceptions? Sale by mercantile agents, sale by one of the joint owners, sale by person in possession under voidable contract, seller or buyer in possession after sale. Where sale are by estoppel, where the owner leads to the buyer that the seller has the authority to sell, then he is estopped. What is principle of estoppel? You knowingly have allowed someone, so later you cannot repudiate from that. In later you can't say that, sorry, this can't be done. Okay, because you have agreed to it. Sale by an unpaid seller after exercising his right of lien or stoppage in transist. Okay. Sale by liquidator, pledgee, finder of lost goods. Like for example, I am the finder of lost good and I have, the good is for 100 rupees and I have already spent 100 rupees on preserving it. I can sell that property and recover my money that I have spent on the good. Now, performance of contract of sale. Now, as regards the seller, the performance of contract of sale means delivery of goods to the buyer. Okay. And as regards the buyer, the performance of contract of sale means acceptance of the delivery and payment, which is in terms of terms and conditions of the sale. Now, here the seller shall be ready and willing to give possession of the good to the buyer. Okay. In exchange of a price. That is what is the performance here. And the buyer shall be ready to take possession of the good in exchange of the and willingness of the price to be paid. And what is delivery? As we earlier read, it is voluntary transfer of possession from one person to the another. It's like, this is my property. You have given me money. I am giving it to you. So the possession from me goes to you. Now, what are the various rules of deliveries? There are various rules that governs the delivery of goods under the Sale of Goods Act. The delivery of goods and payment of price are concurrent condition unless otherwise agreed upon. Okay, that is, I deliver and you pay price simultaneously unless there is some other terms and conditions agreed upon us. Okay, now delivery of part of goods in which is in progress of the delivery of whole as the same effect for the purpose of passing of the property. You can also, like, instead of sending the whole good, a part, sending in part is also perfectly fine. Okay. But a delivery of part of the goods with an intention of severing it from the whole will not operate as delivery of remainder. Your intention should be, even if it's part by part, I am going to send the entire consignment. Maybe part by part, today some, tomorrow some. I have ordered 100 units, Today I am sending 50, tomorrow I send 25. I can't sever the rest 25 and say, oh, I have delivered everything. No, not done. I have to give the entire consignment. Now the time of delivery, unless it is agreed by the parties, where under the contract of sale, the seller is bound to send the goods to the buyer, but no time for sending them is fixed. The seller is supposed to give it in the reasonable time. For example, okay, I have purchased the good, I have paid you the price and you say, abhi tak maal aaya nahi hai office mein, aapko main aate se hi bhej dunga. Okay, you have ordered, you are expecting it to come tomorrow, I have no defined time. You will immediately send it the moment you get it, within a reasonable time. You can't make me wait for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Okay, if the time is decided, then in that time you are supposed to send. And demand of delivery may be treated as ineffectual unless made in a reasonable hour. Even the demand of delivery is to be made within a particular time. Now, where the goods at the time of sale are in possession of a third person, okay, and there is no delivery by seller to buyer, unless and until such person acknowledges to the buyer that he holds the good on his behalf, where it's a bailee or is in custody, etc. Further, unless otherwise agreed by the parties, please remember that the expense and incidental of the delivery of goods in a deliverable state shall be borne by the seller only and not by buyer. Okay? Transfer of good in a deliverable state is the duty of the seller. Also, now the delivery can be actual delivery, that is this. It can be symbolic delivery. I'll give it to you tomorrow and I give you the receipt. Or it could be something which is constructive. Okay. Now, where the seller has delivered to the buyer a quantity of good which is less than the contracted agreement, then the buyer may reject them completely. Okay. But if he is accepting what is delivered, he shall pay them at the contract rate. For example, I asked for 100, but instead I have been sent with 75 units. It is on me. I can either reject the entire the consignment, or I will say, okay, I will take the 75, but I will pay you only and only for the 75 units that I have purchased. Okay. And where the seller delivers to the buyer a quantity of goods larger than the contracted one, okay, the buyer may accept the goods included in the contract and reject the rest. Like, I have asked for 100 unit and the person has sent me 150. I can only accept 100. But if I accept the entire 150, I will have to pay for the additional 50. Every unit needs to be paid. Now, where the seller delivers to the buyer the goods mixed with different description which are not part of the contract, okay, in that case the buyer can accept what is in accordance with his contract and reject the others or reject the whole. Okay, it is not mandatory that he has to accept what is in sync with his description. He can reject the whole also. Unless otherwise agreed, the buyer of the goods is not bound to accept delivery by installment. But if it is in your contract that I will take it in installments today, I will send 50, tomorrow I'll sell 50, then you have to accept. But if it's not in installment, you can directly say that, look here, we had never agreed in installment, take your consignment back, I don't want it from you. Okay. Other than that, whereas per contract the seller is authorized to send the goods to buyer, delivery of goods to a carrier, whether named by buyer or not, is prima facie deemed to be a delivery to a buyer. For example, the moment I have couriered it and I have informed you, my business is done. Now, where there is a contract for sale of goods to be delivered by stated installments which are to be separately paid for, and the seller makes no delivery or has made defective delivery in respect of one or more installments, or the buyer neglects or refuses to take delivery of or pay for one or more installment, it is a question of contract. In the terms of terms and conditions, whether there has been a breach, and depending on the terms and conditions, he can go ahead and repudiate the whole contract. Okay? Where the seller agrees to deliver the goods at his own risk at a place other than where they are sold, the buyer shall take any risk of deterioration in the good. Buyers have a right to examine the goods. That is the reason when we are issuing the notice, we always say that you accepted the goods without demand. Shows that you had inspected the goods. Buyer is not bound to return rejected goods, but you must inform that these are the goods that I have rejected. The liability of a buyer for neglecting or refusing delivery of goods. What are the liability? When the seller is ready and willing to deliver the goods, okay, and request the buyer to take the delivery. You have given me the consignment. I have prepared everything as per inspection. Everything is fine. And now I say, I am ready to deliver. Take it. But the buyer is refusing. Then, whatever loss I suffer because of such non-acceptance, the seller will be liable to pay me for such loss. Now, what kind of deliveries do we have? We have three deliveries, as we have seen in three earlier slides: actual, symbolic, and the third is constructive. Okay, what is actual? In this case, the goods are handed over to the buyer or the authorized agent. In symbolic delivery, the goods are bulky, for example, and actual delivery is not possible. It's by handing over the keys. For example, car. I am giving you the key. Okay. Or cupboards. I give you the key and say that later he will come with the good. Then that's symbolic. What is constructive delivery? When the seller holding the possession of goods agrees to hold on behalf of the buyer, and when the buyer holding the possession of the good with seller consents, hold them as owner. When a third person holding the possession of goods on behalf of seller acknowledges to them, saying it's on behalf of the buyer. These are types of constructive deliveries. Now let us come and understand what are the rights of a buyer, liabilities of a seller, and what are the rights and liabilities of a seller. Rights of the buyer: he has the right to have delivery as per the contract. He has the right to reject the goods, but provided the goods are not as per what was agreed in the contract. Just because you didn't like the goods, today you like the goods and you have ordered, and tomorrow you say, no, I want to reject it, not allowed. They should not be, if they are exactly what you wanted, then you have to take the goods, you can't reject them. Okay, you have the right to repudiate, not to accept delivery where it is given. Like, for example, I am giving you the consignment which is against what was stipulated in the agreement. In that case, you can go ahead and repudiate, saying that, look here, I never asked for consignment in installment, I want them in one go, I am cancelling. Okay. Right to notice of insurance. Now, this is unless agreed, goods which are sent by sea route, the buyer has a right to be informed by the seller to get the goods insured. Okay. Right to examine the goods before accepting. Goods have come, I have already paid, it has come to my residence. I have a right to examine and then take. I will inspect the good. And that is the reason in legal notices, we always, as I said earlier, you accepted without demur, after inspection. Now, what are the rights against seller for breach of contract? These are the various suits that can be filed. You can file a suit for damages. You can file a suit for price, suit for specific performance, suit for breach of warranty, repudiation of contract before due date, and suit for interest on the refund. Now let us see what are the duties of the buyer. We have seen the rights. What are the duties of the buyer? It is duty of the buyer to accept the goods and pay for them in exchange of possession. It is their duty to apply for delivery, ask for delivery. It is their duty to demand delivery at a reasonable hour and to accept installment delivery and pay for it if that is what is agreed upon. It is the duty of the buyer to take the risk of deterioration in the course of transit. It is duty to intimate the seller where he rejects the good, to take the delivery, to pay price as in accordance with the terms of contract, and to pay damages for non-acceptance. So these are rights and duties of a buyer. This is how Sales of Goods Act creates rights and liabilities. Thank you very much.